Let's report on people living in the war zone. Russian-backed separatists hold the regional capital, Donetsk. Despite Ukrainian government shelling of that city, most homes and businesses have electricity and running water. Buses run, and the trash is picked up. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports on the people who are doing that.
A half dozen city workers here in Donetsk sweep away the destruction left by a deadly artillery strike on a cultural center where rebels were hiding out. One worker is Vladimir. The 65-year-old retired janitor, like almost all of the municipal employees interviewed, is afraid to give his last name. Vladimir says he works as a street sweeper to supplement his meager pension of $80 a month. His is a dangerous occupation these days. A street sweeper was killed by shelling on a road a short drive away. But Vladimir shrugs off the risk, saying he takes pride in his work. It's important to come here day after day to keep the city clean, he says. That's how 54-year-old engineer Sergei feels about his job as well. He and his team of electricians restored the water supply to this regional capital after heavy fighting cut power to the main filtration plant last month. He says the shelling is a constant worry for him and his men, given that they work outdoors. Many times they've had to quit their repairs before they were finished to escape the fighting. Sergei says he's often considered leaving Donetsk, but that if he does, he worries his men won't stay either. He adds, someone has to make sure the power stays on. Konstantin Batovsky, a senior advisor to the Kiev-appointed governor, says keeping things running in Donetsk is complicated. After the rebels seized control, the governor, mayor, and most of the administration were forced to relocate 2 hours south to the port city of Mariupol, from where they keep in touch with workers by phone.
We understand that keeping going is the only one way not to go mad in a city which is seized and occupied. That's why it's so important to water flowers every day on Central Street, because people should get the hope that the normal life will come back soon.
But if and when the war ends, city workers may face a new set of problems. Employees here are under constant pressure to pledge allegiance to the Ukrainian government or self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. Those who choose the losing side could eventually face charges of treason. Batovsky says the Kiev-appointed city administration doesn't consider employees who've stayed behind in Donetsk to be traitors or criminals. But he adds it doesn't take much to cross that line.
In this situation, we felt that our employees have free will, and if they choose cooperation, they should understand all the risks that they will become criminals in Ukrainians' point of view.
So it probably is no surprise that in many Donetsk workers' offices, there aren't any Ukrainian or rebel flags and posters. For example, Christian icons are the only items in Viktor Ostakov's office. He's the official the Donetsk People's Republic refers NPR to for an interview about how the city is running. The 62-year-old engineer is in charge of building maintenance in one Donetsk district where 85% of workers are still on the job. He is extremely uncomfortable when I ask him about which side he and his men are loyal to. He says, I have a boss who doesn't know whether he answers to Kiev or the People's Republic. In my opinion, it's not Kiev. But the maintenance engineer is more concerned about what's going to happen if the war continues. He says they are going to run out of building materials as early as next month. The reason is that along with much of the population, the suppliers have left Donetsk. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.